Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Hi, Robson. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good. How are you?
Hi.
Today?
I'm doing good. I saw that I missed your call earlier, so I wanted to get back to you.
Yeah, I think I changed another card again, so I got to put another card on file.
Oh, no wonder. That's why we were having trouble with the payment. So, okay, so let me go into your billing. Is it still the Deerwood Drive for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, no problem. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Just a sec. Let me check my card. Stop left. Oh my god, okay. No, the other one. So, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
4652.
Okay.
9000.
Got it.
0081.
Uh huh.
0923.
Okay, expiration.
0926.
9 of 26?
Yeah, 0926.
And then the code on the back?
487.
487. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here.
Let me tell you something. I want to talk with your team because I need to, like, upgrade what I have right now. Like, I need more leads right now. You know, I need, like, a ton of more leads. You know, and I would like to see if they can get me in a different area, like, you know, nearby. But it's, like, I don't want – most leads that come from you people, it usually comes from Nashua. And I want to, like, be, like, in Windham, Rockingham County, you know what I mean? Like, next to
me. So, let me see. Rockingham County.
Yep, it's, like, Windham, Salem, like, that area.
Okay, so I know that in the past we saw that the Google Guaranteed wasn't available for your area. Let me just double check real quick and see if it is now. That would be ideal. If it's not, then what I would recommend is maybe increasing your ad spend, because right now you're already running Google Ads, right? So if you, increase your budget from 300 to 800 or 1,000, obviously you'll get better real estate in those areas that you're wanting to target, because that you'll have a bigger budget before you rotate off the page each month. You know what I mean?
Do you have an average on you, like how many leads I got with that amount, like how many phone calls? Like, do you have an average?
So let's see here. I can tell you impressions. So impressions and clicks. So an impression is if somebody does the keyword search and they see spotless painting up there, you were found on the first page. So Google tracks that. And the second thing is the second step they took to find you. So let me just pull up your results from the Google Ads. Okay, so I did just the last 30 days because I thought that would be pertinent to your $300 budget, because you didn't have that much initially, right? You only had upgraded that a couple months ago. So over the last 30 days, your company was found on the Google Ads 1,185 times, and you had 50 clicks to your site. So with that 300 budget, you know, imagine if you upped it, maybe you'll get 100 clicks to your site. But I want to let you know that your ads are showing in 22 different areas. and maybe we can condense that a little bit and get it closer to where you want. So tell me, do you get a lot of calls from Tingsboro, Mass., East Derry, Nassau? This is where the ads are showing. Salem, Raymond,
yeah,
New Hampshire,
yeah.
Hudson, North
not,
Salem.
Not too many. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not too many where?
Not too many in Salem. I get more like a lot of Nashville calls, Nashville where I live at. And honestly, I'm actually thinking to remove that because the customers here in Nashville, they really cheap. You know, it's hard to negotiate price with them. So.
So that's a good piece of information because you're already going to show on the first page locally with the Google My Business that's verified there. So I don't think you need to spend extra money to run ads in Nashville. So I'll have the technicians at least remove that part of it, and then we'll continue to run the ads in the other areas, and that will stretch your budget a little bit further. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Since you were found 122 times out of Nashaw, you may have people clicking on your ad that don't have to because they can click on the local listing anyway, you know?
Yep, yep. Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good to me.
So if you ever want to... We can do it too.
How about if I put 2,000 down? Like how many clicks do you think I would get like out of it? Like how many phone calls? Because it doesn't tell you how many people clicked on phone calls. Because I want to set up.
No, it doesn't tell you in the Google Ads how many phone calls. But when you think about it, if you had 50 clicks to your site, that means that they're probably wanting to contact you, right?
So with $300, I was getting about $300.
About 50 clicks.
I was getting 15 phone calls, you know, actually like action to call me, you know, the real action. It was
50 Google. Yeah, 50. So if you increase that to 2,000, that'd be what? 3, 6, 9, 12. 15, 18. So almost seven times that. You'd get almost seven times the results.
Okay, so seven times the result. Okay, give me one second. Because I know
that
I got 15 calls. I know you're saying about the clicks, but like, I know what I got, you know? Like, so, let me just calculate here just a sec. So I got an average of 15 months, 1.5. So with $300, right? $300 instead?
Yeah, so it'd be like, what, 350 clicks in a month rather than 50.
Okay, 350, okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. If you can do that, I would do 2,000.
Okay. So do you want me to charge the balance of 1,700 since what you just paid already has 300 in it, or do you want to put 2,000 on top of what you just paid?
No, just put 17.
1,700. Okay.
Yeah. Because I just paid for this new month, right? For the new month, right?
Yeah, and that has the 300 in it. So if you're doing 2,000, I'll only charge 1,700 more. That way you're still getting 2,000 worth of ads, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And just
okay.
Only Google ads, like no Facebook ads, because I'm going to run some of those with different information. You know, I have a promotion going on, so I'm just, you know.
Okay. And then let me just send a note to the technicians that we are increasing your budget to, okay, client increased ads budget to 2,000.
So I just finished your thing. I got to let you know another thing.
Okay, I got that. I got that note sent. Okay.
I have another sales girl that I just hired, you know, and I think I would like to her for, like, answer the phone and stuff. So could you, like, set up, put, like, my phone number over there to direct in her phone number at the same time? Like, let's say to speak with sales, dial this. To speak with production, dial this. Could you, like, type one or could you do that?
I don't think so because the tracking number has a press 1, press 2 greeting, but both ways they still come to you. So I don't think we
can
separate it, but Can you do me a favor? Give me her name and number, and if it is possible, I'll have them do it. I don't think it's possible, but I want to put it in here just in case they can do it. What is her name?
Naomi.
Naomi. And so you want, if it says what, press for sales, press 1, and it would go to her?
Yeah, sales to her, yeah.
Okay. And then what's her number?
What's your number, Naomi? 978-608-1883.
Okay. And then the other one would say for service, press 2, and those would go to you?
Just say for the owner, or you know, for the manager or whatever, you know, something like that on that line.
I can do that for you if you want, but I would hesitate because I think you would get a lot of sales calls then. People, you know, they'll call, are you the owner? And then they start pitching you. So that might be.
Yeah,
just put production. There you go. Thank you. That's a better way to put it, for production. Okay. So if it's not doable and we can only forward it to one number, do you want to change the call tracking to have all the calls go to Naomi, or would you rather have all the calls go to you if option 1's not available,
just,
where we can split
just,
the number?
Yeah, just let the calls go out of her right now.
Okay. All right. So then we'll make that switch. If we can't divide the numbers between sales and production, then we'll just change the number that we'll forward to, and it would be her phone number of 978-608-1883, right?
Yeah, 608. What's the again? 1883. Yeah, 1883, yeah.
Okay. So then we have that. So then let me just make sure that the payment goes through for the extra 1700s of ads, and then you'll be good to go. So let me adjust this invoice here. And then you don't need the more Facebook because you're doing more on your own, so that's good. Is Naomi helping you with the Facebook ads too?
Yeah, I have another guy as well that does those kind of things. Yeah.
Okay, good. He sounds
so
like
what's
you
the
have
name
your
of the, on the
covered. I like that.
Yeah, I need to, right?
Yeah. So let's just see here, make sure everything processes. And okay, good. So I got the extra $1,700 charged for you. So moving forward, if you don't make any adjustments, your new billing will be for $2,249 starting on September 21st, okay? So next month, you'll automatically have the ad budget in there for the $2,000. This month, we did it. We just had to adjust it manually. Make sense?
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. All right, well, you're all good to go. So thank you for, you know, all the feedback that you gave me. We'll get those ads running and get you better results this month by taking out the Nassau. You know, you don't need to spend that extra money there. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. You're welcome, Robson. Okay, bye-bye.